The SEC puts token exchanges on notice with charges against the founder of Ether Delta. Good evening. I'm Mark Hochstein, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from Thursday, November 8th. Also on today's show, privacy leaks on the Ethereum blockchain, early indications of market preferences in the upcoming Bitcoin Cash hard fork, and school principals in China mine crypto with stolen power. Stay tuned for more on these stories on today's show. Our top story tonight. The Securities and Exchange Commission has charged Zachary Coburn, the founder of crypto token trading platform Ether Delta, with operating an unregistered securities exchange. Ether Delta acts as a secondary market for trading ERC-20 tokens, which run on top of the Ethereum blockchain. According to the SEC, many of the tokens listed on this so-called decentralized exchange were securities, and Coburn failed to register the platform or seek an exemption. Though he did not admit to or deny the charges, Coburn settled them and paid $300,000 in disgorgement, $13,000 in prejudgment interest, and a $75,000 penalty. That adds up to less than $400,000 overall, but the SEC said it exacted only a modest penalty because Coburn cooperated with them. This could be the shot across the bow for exchanges, decentralized or otherwise. A source close to the SEC tells CoinDesk that trading platforms are now a significant priority for the agency. We'll be following this story closely as it develops. Check CoinDesk.com for the latest updates. Next, seasoned cryptocurrency users know that blockchains aren't private, at least not in their rawest form. Let's take Ethereum, for instance. During a talk at the annual developer conference DevCon 4 in Prague last week, Peter Zilyagi, a developer, detailed a number of concerns that could cause user metadata to leak out over time, and under the worst-case scenario, provide the basis for an accurate global map of Ethereum user locations. He described two ways in which this could happen: through websites like the popular blockchain explorer Etherscan, or so-called light clients such as mobile or browser-based apps. Awareness of the issue has given rise to an ongoing acceleration of research on how to better obscure user data at the application level, which sits on top of the Ethereum blockchain. Grow or die. That's the choice facing crypto exchanges, according to Eric Wall, the blockchain and cryptocurrency lead at Cinnober, a provider of technology to traditional financial markets that's crossing over into the crypto space. Wall told CoinDesk in a recent interview, quote, "Cryptocurrency exchanges currently are extremely immature from the traditional financial markets perspective. Many of them lack basic knowledge of how to operate robust and reliable financial markets. If they want to attract institutional investors," Wall says, "crypto exchanges should provide the same level of efficiency as traditional stock or commodity exchanges do, including netting and clearing." Read more about his views on the market and Cinnober's deal to upgrade technology for a long-running crypto exchange called Bitstamp at CoinDesk.com. An experimental market on a major crypto exchange suggests that users of Bitcoin Cash may favor the more established version of the software, Bitcoin ABC, ahead of an expected hard fork this month. Due to the technical design of Bitcoin Cash, which is currently the fourth largest crypto by market cap, users have to hard fork the blockchain every 6 months. In other words, they have to adopt a new version of the software with changes decided by open source developers twice a year. Things are different this time around, though, with the emergence of a rival version of the software called Bitcoin SV. As a result, anticipation has been growing that Bitcoin Cash may undergo a particularly divisive form of hard fork, in which it splits into two competing cryptocurrencies. But data from the crypto exchange Poloniex, which is operated by Circle, indicates that Bitcoin ABC may be the preferred version. After launching markets meant to represent both versions of the software, including the as-yet-to-launch Bitcoin SV, Bitcoin ABC has a clear lead, trading at a price over four times higher. Poloniex introduced pre-fork trading today in an effort to retain a neutral stance during the upcoming Bitcoin Cash upgrade. By offering these trading pairs, the exchange is essentially allowing customers to see which chain might be more widely supported. And finally, two principals at a Chinese junior high school got in hot water after stealing power from the institution to mine Ethereum. According to a report from Hong Kong news outlet HKO1, Puman Middle School in Hunan Province had been experiencing higher than normal noise levels from its computers over recent months, even on the holidays. The school's IT network had also significantly slowed, while electricity consumption had almost doubled from July to November. The school's general manager initially chalked up the energy usage spike to overuse of the air conditioners. But an investigation revealed that the school's principal and vice principal had installed 9 computers worth about $7,000 in total to mine Ethereum. The HKO1 report indicates that the principal had initially set up the mining machines at his home, but was dismayed at the electricity costs he incurred as a result. So what did he do? He installed the machines in a school dormitory and effectively stole the required power. Now, what kind of an example does that set for teenagers? If there are any kids listening out there, remember that you should only mine crypto with electricity that's yours, and under adult supervision, please. For more on today's stories, and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at Coindesk. Finally, email us directly with notes, questions, or just to say hi at lateconfirmation@coindesk.com. For Coindesk, I'm Mark Hochstein, and this has been Late Confirmation. Thanks for listening.